The Holy Gospel is written in the 14th chapter of St. Matthew, beginning at the 22nd verse. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, crying out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Here endeth the gospel. My dear friends in Christ Jesus, you may be seated. And we conclude with our final homily, the theme, Trust Jesus. Now, this may surprise some of you, but unlike our Lord Jesus, your pastor has never walked on water. I don't think I ever will. And if I try, I will, yes, like you, sink. As a matter of fact, there is no pastor ever who's ever walked on water except one, Jesus, your good shepherd, your great pastor. Yet there are pastors, there are people who would like for you to believe that they can walk on water. But just like Peter, once they step out of the boat and step out onto the crushing waves of life, the strife of this life, like Peter, they begin to sink. The Holy Gospel this morning is very, very, very familiar to all of you. You have heard it over and over again. But have you truly grasped the meaning of what Matthew is writing to us this morning? Therefore, this morning, let's take a look at this beloved account from the standpoint of trust. Can you trust your eyes between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning? Most of you are looking at your eyelids. But here the disciples were out on a lake being buffeted in a storm. Matthew tells us it's the fourth watch of the night, 3 to 6 a.m. in the morning. It's a time that is very important, for during this time is when one's enemy will attack. If any of you have ever been in the military, most of the major battles of history have occurred between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the morning. That's because the enemy knows that the other soldiers may be asleep, fighting against sleep, fighting against the desire to close the eyelids. In their wooziness, the disciples thought they had seen a ghost walking toward them. And they were in big, big trouble. For you see, they had no idea where Jesus was. There they were, all alone, and here's this apparition walking toward them. And they were very afraid. But wait! It is Jesus, and he reassures them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Peter, reckless Peter, he wants to get out of the boat. He wasn't doubting, nor was he asking Jesus to prove himself. Peter simply wanted to walk on water towards his Messiah. So Jesus tells him, "Come." And with his eyes fixed on Jesus, Peter walked on the water toward his Messiah. And you know the rest of the story, don't you? You see, the problem with Peter is the same problem that we Christians have. He took his eyes off Jesus. Peter moved from trusting Christ to worrying about the crashing waves, to worrying about the wind that was blowing against him, which, by the way, had no power over him as long as he focused on the power that Jesus was supplying to him. Therefore, when you and I take our focus off Jesus, when we begin worrying about the crashing waves of this life, which want to swamp us, which want to pull us under and kill us in the distrust and the mistrust of our living and powerful Savior, we, like Peter, separate ourselves from his glorious power. A power, my friends, and you've all have heard this, a power that has defeated sin, death, the second death, and the power of hell itself. Yet too often we focus not on Jesus, we focus on the storms in our lives. We want to handle it. We think we can walk on water, therefore we can do this all by ourselves. We have the strength to do it. Oh, by the way, we have the arrogance to do it. And then, like Peter, because of that lack of faith, we sink. It's true that the root of Peter's weakness was a weak faith, as Jesus said. Part of his weak faith was his lack of trust. He took his eyes, he took his focus off Jesus. Just for a short moment, my friend, that's all it takes. Just a short little moment, and Satan's got you. He begins to drag you down, and he wants to drown you in the waters of this turbulent world. That's his greatest desire, for you to distrust, to mistrust, to disbelieve Jesus. In confession and repentance, we hear his loving promise. We hear that God is faithful. As Jesus reached out to Peter, he also reaches out to us. He reaches out to us in the Word. He reaches out to us in the means of grace, in the sacraments. He reaches out to us, even though we may be unrighteous, he continues to cleanse us, to wash us, to forgive us. Therefore, my dear friends, be at peace. Be at peace, continually trusting in Jesus. Keep your focus on the Lamb. For as you have heard, Jesus is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. He has proven that you can trust him. Therefore, stop going it alone. Keep your focus. Keep your focus always on the cross. Cling to the cross and his blood. His blood will wash away your sin, and he will give to you the crown of life. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen.